Okay. Well, let's see. Do we have sound? Everybody hear me? Mic check. Mic check. Praise the Lord. So far, so good. All right. Well, welcome there Sunday night with Zion's Trumpet. Yours truly, Brother Daniel. How's everybody doing out there in Pal Talk Land? How's everybody doing this week? Everybody doing good? Good. That's good. How about anybody has anything to share before we start? Sorry about the confusion last week. I found a problem with my computer. I got some conflicting programs on there. I got it straightened out this week, so hopefully it'll be okay. Nobody has anything. I guess I'll share some songs. All right, let me share some songs. So I guess we'll do two of them here. I ain't going to bother putting the words up. I sang it before, so you guys should know them. The first one's called Wisdom. Wisdom is going forth to those who have an ear. They're being fed the hidden manna promised to those who hear. Now Jesus is that wisdom deep down in our bones. The blessed hope of glory in you and me.
Is there darkness just as far as
you can see. Just hold on a little longer, put your trust in Father God. In the morning you will see the victory, for His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but know, always know, that God is in control, and joy cometh in the morning. I've got joy in my soul, for God is in control. He comes through when my heart is in despair. He's almighty and supreme, beyond what I could dream. He is the God who always answers prayer, for His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but know, always know, that God is in control, and joy cometh in the morning, for His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but know, always know, that God is in control, and joy cometh in the morning. Okay. Anybody have anything to share before we start? Well, maybe afterwards. This week, last week, I ran across a couple websites that were promoting a video, a 3-hour documentary about the founders of America. And so I downloaded, I watched the whole thing, all 3 hours. And by the time it was over, I was so furious at the way this guy, this producer, spun historical events and facts in such a way as to bring the people who are viewing this video to a completely wrong conclusion about the foundation of this country and the beginning of this country. I didn't know what to do. I just was just sitting there fuming, thinking, how can people do this? And the point of this whole documentary was to prove that America was not founded as a Christian nation. Far from it, America was founded by the spirit of Antichrist. Now, y'all know me, I'm not a patriot. I don't believe we should go out and try and save the country now. It's too far gone. And I believe most of the people in the country, as well as 99.9% of the leaders, are wicked. But that doesn't mean America was not founded as a Christian nation. The name of the documentary was The Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers. It's produced by a company called Adullam Films. It's a Christian film ministry that markets videos on topics like the end times, creation, evolution, the New Age, and Catholicism and cults. And this film uses the religious and philosophical views of five men, Thomas Paine, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington, to show that America was founded by men who could not be called Christian in any sense of the term. And in reality, these men were infidels who rejected the teaching of the Bible, all the miracles of the Bible, which especially the miraculous birth of Jesus and resurrection. The guy's name that put it out is Christian J. Pinto. He's the head of Adullam Films. He first came to public attention back in 2003, with the production of a prophetic documentary called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon. Maybe you guys have heard of that. Also after that, his next major production was called Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. He attempts to prove that America was founded by the Masons, by the Illuminati, in order to eventually produce a worldwide Antichrist government based on a corrupted version of democracy. Then he produced Riddles in Stone, Riddles in Stone, in which he tries to prove or show that Washington, D.C., and all its buildings, all its roads and all its buildings, were designed by occult Masons. And they all have secret meanings. And this all goes to prove that the United States was started by Masons and the occult and the Antichrist. Well, the thesis of this latest documentary on the secret faith of the Founding Fathers is that Paine and Adams and Franklin and Jefferson and Washington were actually Christ-hating pagans who were following the philosophies and ideas of the Enlightenment movement, which is basically deified humanism, which was present and prevalent all over Europe at that time. And the first deliberate misrepresentation that this guy indulges in is the idea that the Founding Fathers of America consisted mainly of these five men. His whole thing was he defines the Founding Fathers of America as these five men. And then he goes on to show how these five men weren't really Christian during the whole movie. Those men were Founding Fathers, but they were not the Founding Fathers. There was 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, and they're all considered by historians as Founding Fathers, all of them. Okay? In fact, if you know anything about history of America, there's three major foundational documents which created America. First one is the Declaration of Independence. The second one was the Articles of the Confederation. And the third one is the Constitution of the United States. And between those three founding documents, there's a total of 143 signatures representing 118 different signers. Because some of those signers signed more than one document. But all 55 delegates who participated in the Constitutional Convention of 1787 are regarded as founding fathers. Okay, as a matter of fact, in many cases, those particular 55 are sometimes regarded as the founding fathers because it's that group that actually debated, drafted, and signed the U.S. Constitution, which is the basis for the country's political system and legal system, of course. So even if it's true that the five men in Mr. Pinto's film were the main influence in the creation of America, the fact remains they are not the founding fathers. They are founding fathers, but not the founding fathers. There's a lot more people who ended up making this country than those five. Mr. Pinto wants to redefine and narrow down the number of men who can rightly be called the founding fathers is because the whole point of this film is to prove that these men, these five men, founded America, and they were infidels who hated Jesus Christ. They hated Christianity. See, if he can prove that the founding fathers, those five, were antichrists, then he can convince the audience that America was created by the spirit of Antichrist. So soon after the release of that film, a magazine, a news journal called Opposing Views, carried an article in which they were quoting some of Mr. Pinto's statements as he went around traveling from talk show to talk show promoting his video. I just want to read this article, what it says about him. The name of this article was called Christian Filmmaker, Founding Fathers Were Antichrists. It's October 26, 2010. It was put out. It says, while Glenn Beck and David Barton are shouting that conservatives need to take back America, a Christian filmmaker asks the question, take it back to what? A new documentary, The Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers, explores what the founders of the American Revolution really believed about Christianity, and the evidence is less than encouraging, if you're a Christian, that is. The new film is the latest from independent filmmaker Christian J. Pinto, who is known as the writer-director of the award-winning series Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Pinto says, this is a quote of Pinto now, Pinto says, this newest work really brings together so much of the research we've been unfolding. It shows further how the United States was planned from the beginning to help launch a global society, the New World Order. When asked what role the founders of America played in this global agenda, Pinto said, quote, they set forth the doctrine of religious freedom. That doctrine, religious freedom, had been designed by the Vatican and the Jesuit order in England back in 1688, he says. Their real purpose was to empower the Church of Rome to be in a position to overthrow England. The English Protestants rejected the idea, but Rome manipulated the revolutionaries, that's American revolutionaries, to write this doctrine of religious freedom into the U.S. Constitution. And the writer goes, was this a bad idea? And he says, well, only if you believe the Bible. He says, most Christians in our country don't realize that the concept of religious freedom is not biblical. It is not an inalienable right given by God. Nowhere in the Bible does God say that men have the right to worship whatever God they please. Religious freedom helped unite America against England, and today it is being used by the Vatican to join all world religions into a united one world order. Pinto says the founders not only wanted a universal belief system, but also an end of Bible-based Christianity. The destruction of the gospel was the desire of men like Thomas Jefferson, along with John Adams and Thomas Paine. He continues, by biblical definition, they Christ's. They commended the morality of Jesus, but they hated the teaching that he is the Son of God. Others like Washington and Franklin, while less hostile towards Christianity, sought to subvert the gospel through universalism. When asked why he called the founders' faith hidden, Pinto replied, quote, their faith is largely hidden by the church in America by men like David Barton, Glenn Beck, and others who have turned these men into angels of light. Instead, Christians should be warning the world about the eternal judgment that God pronounces on such apostasy and rejection of the gospel. So in Mr. Pinto's mind here, the United States was planned from the beginning by Paine, Adams, Franklin, Jefferson, and Washington through their involvement with the Masonic Lodge and secret orders to help eventually launch a new world order. And how exactly did they manage to help launch their order? Well, they promoted the idea of religious freedom, a doctrine devised by Roman Catholic Jesuits in 1688, which was intended to empower Rome to overthrow, or that is, reconquer Protestant England. Supposedly, the English Protestants were too smart to fall for that plot, but the stupid American revolutionaries fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And they even wrote this evil Roman doctrine into the constitution of the new country. So the idea of religious freedom, according to Pinto, is a Jesuit idea that helped unite America against England, and today is being used by the Vatican to join all the world's religions together in one world religion. You see, just as Mr. Pinto subverts and misrepresents the truth regarding who the founding fathers were, how many there actually were, there were more than five of them, just so he subverts and manipulates how those people viewed religious freedom. First, he says the whole idea of religious freedom is anti-biblical, which is a lie. Then he says the idea of religious freedom is really an evil doctrine spawned by Roman Catholic Jesuits. And then he says the founding fathers ascribed to that wicked doctrine. But, you see, historical fact presents a very different picture. The founders of our unique, very unique form of government, many of whom experienced firsthand the kind of wickedness and persecution that state-enforced religion produces, had no desire to recreate that same kind of thing over here. Okay, they were not trying to establish a Christian theocracy. That was not their goal. And even to establish a secular socialist state based on humanism and the Enlightenment. The kind of religious freedom they spoke about, the kind of religious liberty they established in this country, is not the kind of freedom Mr. Pinto is trying to present in his twisted film there. It wasn't the kind of freedom. It was not the kind of freedom, right, that was represented by today's ecumenical movement, which is just syncretism. That's all it is. Just join all the religions together. They weren't preaching and promoting syncretism, okay? The kind of freedom the forefathers of this nation were promoting and the kind of freedom they gave us is described and referred to by a man named Joseph Story, who was the founder of Harvard Law School. The founder of Harvard Law School was a Christian. And this is what he wrote regarding the First Amendment. He said, quote, we are not to attribute this prohibition of the national religious establishment. All right, in the First Amendment, you know, it says Congress should not make a law establishing religion. He said, we're not to attribute this prohibition of a national religious establishment to an indifference to religion in general, and especially Christianity, which none could hold in more reverence than the framers of the Constitution. An attempt to level all religions and make it a matter of state policy to hold all of them in utter indifference would have created universal disapprobation, if not universal indignation. The real object of the First Amendment was not to countenance, much less advance, Mohammedanism, that's Islam, or Judaism, or infidelity by prostrating Christianity, but to exclude all rivalry among Christian sects, and to prevent any national ecclesiastical establishment which should give to a hierarchy the exclusive patronage of the national government. In other words, when the First Amendment was put into place, it wasn't put there so everybody could worship whatever god they want, including Satan, which is what Pinto is saying it means, because it came from Jesuits. The founders of the Constitution and the founder of Harvard Law School is telling the truth. They're saying they put that in there to exclude all rivalry among Christian sects. So no particular Christian denomination would end up being government controlled, pushing that particular denomination's beliefs down the throat of every American. It's clear from that statement and many others which I could provide, like it, by the men who founded this nation, that the religious freedom presented by the First Amendment was a reference to the freedom of Christian people to worship the God of the Bible, the Christian God, according to their own conscience. It wasn't meant to encourage or promote false religions. 90% of the country was Christian, and they were all in different denominations, and some of those denominations were linked to England. Okay, like the Anglican Church, whose first loyalty in the Constitution of the Anglican Church was to the king. All right, so if an Anglican became president, he could go back and bring the whole country under the power of the king through the church. So the First Amendment was put there so that all these different Christian denominations would not fight and try to end up becoming the government of the United States. It had nothing to do with letting everybody come worship whatever god they want. That's a lie. That's a spin that Pinto is putting on it. Another little detail about the Founding Fathers, which this guy would never share with anybody, is that the man who suggested the final wording for the First Amendment, his name was Fisher Ames. And on August 29, 1789, Mr. Ames suggested the following clause: Congress shall make no law establishing religion or to prevent the free exercise thereof or infringe the rights of the conscience. This same man, okay, Mr. Ames, this is what he said about the Bible, about Christianity. He said, should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a schoolbook? Its morals are pure, its examples are captivating and noble. The reverence for the sacred book that is thus early impressed lasts long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy, never takes firm hold of the mind. In no book is there so good English, so pure and so elegant, and by teaching all the same, they will speak alike. And the Bible will justly remain the standard of language as well as of faith. He also said, we have a dangerous trend beginning to take place in our education. We're starting to put more and more textbooks in our schools. We've become accustomed to, of late, to putting little books into the hands of children containing fables and moral lessons. We are spending less time in the classroom on the Bible, which should be the principal text in our schools. The Bible states these great moral lessons better than any other man-made book. Okay, so the people are trying to interpret the First Amendment for years in this current, you know, separation of church and state ideology, which is definitely anti-Christian. They're all dishonest liars, because this guy's on the guy who put that clause in the Constitution, his other writings show very clearly that when he put that clause there, he did not mean to separate God from every portion of society. The person who wrote the very clause in the First Amendment made it crystal clear that the Bible should be used as in the public sphere. He said the Bible is the only textbook that should be used in the schools of America. All right. Yet today, we have the exact reverse, of course. You know, the Bible's the only book in the schools of America that will never be taught. Another little historical fact that Mr. Pinto will never tell people is that one of the first acts of the first Congress, and most of those people were founding fathers, the vast majority of them, one of the first acts of the first Congress of the United States was to have thousands of copies of the King James Bible published for distribution, first among the soldiers, and then to the schools, as their primary textbook. And that Bible was called the Atkin Bible, because the name of the guy who printed him was named Robert Atkin. Now, if the Founding Fathers were so anti-Christian, if they were filled with the spirit of Antichrist, if they really intended to create a non-Christian nation, which would eventually make the Bible an illegal book, if they intended to establish an infidel democracy, which one day would actually destroy Christianity and replace it with a one world religion and one world order, as this moron Pinto claims, then they certainly wouldn't be printing thousands of Bible for the culture, and they would not be speaking about how important it is to have the Bible as the sole source of education in America. I think we've all seen how the spirit of Antichrist really views having the Bible taught in America's schools, haven't we? He hates it. He didn't put it there. He hates it. He didn't want it there. And when that spirit finally got its way in this country, the Bible was eradicated from all public life, not just the public schools. Now, why does Mr. Pinto want to prove that America was not founded as a Christian nation? Well, first of all, it fits rather well into his conspiracy-centric worldview. Okay, if he could convince you and me that the reason America was founded was simply to advance a one-world government sometime in the future, then your view of just how unique and great this nation once was and how tragic has been its fall, it's going to vanish. You won't have that. See, it's like people who believe in eternal security when I look at these people who are being deceived and falling away and coming under the demonic occult spirits of all these false prophets and stuff, they don't care because they don't think they're Christians. Their eternal security doctrine tells them, if you fall away, if you get deceived, like these people get deceived, then you were never a genuine believer, of course, all right? So they can live with all these people falling away, getting deceived, getting taken captive, going out and ruining their lives, end up under demons and dying in that state. They don't care because, of course, they weren't Christian. That means they weren't the elect. We only care about the elect. But if you understand it, many, many, many of the people who are falling right now, who are being deceived, who have been taken out and taken to hell, are God's people. They are once your brother and sister in Christ. And your whole view of that thing is a little more serious and sober and grieving. Okay, you grieve over the people who were genuine Christians, who are no longer serving God and on the way to hell. Eternal security people don't grieve because they don't think they're saved. And if they're not saved, of course, they're not part of the elect. So they were supposed to be damned. Well, it's the same thing with America. America is so far gone, you can't never bring it back. It's too late. America's gone. We're at the end of the age. It's no point in even trying to bring it back. But that doesn't mean it wasn't a Christian nation. That doesn't mean it didn't do great things and it wasn't raised up by great men. And that God was honored for many years to this nation. Now, if you think it was started by Antichrist, who cares? It was false. Who cares if it fell? Don't matter. It's evil from the beginning. No grief there. Just a hard heart. And boy, the devil likes a hard heart. Another thing he's trying to do, this guy, is pull the rug out from under those patriotic Christians, patriotic ministers, who are going around encouraging people, Christians, you become political activists to get involved in society, run for governor, run for mayor, run for city council, whatever, in order to restore America back to its Christian heritage. Okay, so if Pinto can prove that America was never a Christian nation to begin with, if he can convince you that America was always a pagan nation, that it was established by Masonic infidels, Illuminati puppets, for the purpose of establishing a future Antichrist global government, well then, all those patriots who are trying to bring the nation back to its Christian heritage, we'll see the folly of their efforts. I mean, how can Christians bring back America to its Christian roots when those roots were never Christian to begin with? That's his point. Now, for your listening pleasure, I'm going to play a couple of clips tonight of this film. I took the audio out of the video, and I'm going to just play a couple of clips. I'm going to show you not only what this guy's, you know, what his intentions are for doing, he plainly says it, where he's coming from, what he's trying to do, but I want to show you how he manipulates historical facts and truth. There's nothing worse than a guy who uses the truth to deceive people. A guy that takes truth and twists it deliberately to present to you a picture that is totally opposite than the truth, that guy is wicked. All right? So I'm going to play a couple clips here if I can get my things done. I'm going to switch over. I'm not going to play it through the mic. I'm going to switch over. So give me a second. I'm going to play the first clip here. He's going to explain what this is all about. Let me see here.
Today, the founding fathers of America are perhaps the most famous men in the world for setting forth a new form of government that has been the marvel of the modern age. But in the discussion over whether America was founded as a Christian nation, it is important to divide her history. Most agree that the pilgrims who landed at Plymouth in 1620 were undoubtedly Christians, who built their cities and schools based on the teachings of the Bible. Yet 150 years would pass before the United States was founded as a result of the American Revolution. Because of the Christian influence early on, the revolutionary philosophies have been embraced in what might be called patriotic Christianity.
Patriotic Christianity, which is the idea of, you know, America being founded as a Christian nation. And so we have many Christians who are going forward and they're being compelled because of this information about the founding fathers. They're told, well, the founders of the American Revolution, these were Christian men, and that what they were trying to do was to set up a Christian nation. And therefore, we should honor their example and their philosophy by fighting for Christianity in America, and to do so at a political level. Because the men who represent this information, men like David Barton and others, who are representing this information and who are telling us that the founders were Christians, They don't simply want to prove that these men were Christians. What they want to do is they want to tell us that these men are Christians and then springboard from that into telling us that we need to get involved with American politics, we need to go out and vote for a Christian president, we need to go vote for Christian governors and congressmen and so on, and become political activists because supposedly America was founded as a Christian nation. And the teachings of the founding fathers are being used in churches, they're being used in our homeschools and so on, teach our children how Christian men think and operate in government. So our children are being taught that these men, men like Washington and Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and others who are of the founding era, that their teaching, their example, and those things that they declared, that these are all based on Christianity. And that these are Christian teachings and Christian principles that they're setting forth, and therefore we should embrace them in the church. We should embrace them as somehow or other being really equal to the teachings of the Bible. But are they? That's the question that we're addressing in this film.
Our journey begins with the Revolutionary Era, and by examining the philosophies and beliefs of the men who were the chief influence in the founding of the new American Republic.
I believe it's so important that we as Christians expose this wicked spirit of Antichrist among the founding fathers, and not bring these guys into our churches and teach our children and our families and our brethren that these men were some kind of Christian heroes, when they weren't Christian heroes at all. They were denying the gospel of our Lord. And so our battle is not, it's not a political battle. The reason that that men like David Barton want to take the founders and go into churches and try to convince you that these guys were Christians is because they want you to become entangled in the politics of this world, and to get your eyes and your focus off the spiritual battle that the scriptures tell us is the real fight that we're in.